And so here we are, worldwide, live through BBS Radio online. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible. I welcome all those souls that are joining us online for being here and participating with this call. This is a simulcast, as usual, with a conference call, and we have a bunch of people on the call, and more people joining in. I welcome those who just came in here lately. Bantu, please say your name. Hello.
Conference number followed by the pound sign.
All right, followed by the pound. Yes.
Dharmananda here.
How you doing?
Oh, great.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me, guys?
Good evening.
Please enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
What is that weird thing on there?
And the detector line. Welcome to those who just came in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Sorry, that conference number was not recognized.
Don, that's your line.
This is Terry in Dallas.
Hey, Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Rick, Iowa City.
Good evening, Rick. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Good evening, Marilyn. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Followed by the pound sign.
All right. More people have joined in. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location. But only if you want to. It is 6:01. I will turn off the dings.
Hey, Ed. Wait a second. Oh, you blew it. Are they off? Is Art there? Art Franklin.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. As soon as you got on. Hey, I just want to introduce you guys.
Yeah.
Those of you that take health supplements, Art is the guy that introduced coral calcium to this country. And do I got that right, Art?
Yeah, that's right.
I got a bottle right now. Three conference numbers followed by the phone sign.
He's another expert on health. Maybe I'll get him to come in on our Saturday call with Kathleen. Okay. All right.
That conference number was not recognized. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
Hey, Don, will you hang up and talk call again? Don Hammond?
Me? What do you want? What?
It's your line saying this stuff.
Okay.
No,
it's actually not.
Was not recognized. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
I'm talking about Don Herman on the call over here.
Okay. You want me to hang up?
Thank you. Thank you, Don, from Paradise.
Sorry, that conference.
Up or something?
There we go. Don was not at fault. All right. We have a bunch of questions.
Sorry.
You want to know what happened to me today?
Not recognized. Please re.
Don, I'm muted.
Terry, are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry. Well, paging Terry.
Terry is not here yet.
Jim is here. Hello, Heiss.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Very well. I hope you're well.
Fantastic.
And your family.
You know, you want to check on Terry, please, Jim?
Yeah, I will do that right now.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Don't worry, man.
I went to the farmer's
market. And all of you guys listening,
you want to off?
She's coming on right now. Wynn Heistick, she's on her way.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Do you want a salad or just some potatoes?
Wynn, are you here with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
All right. I want to check with Art. Art, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. And I will mute the lines. So, Wynn, did you want to continue talking with Art at this point?
No, I just wanted to introduce him, okay?
All right.
Again,
all callers are muted.
Art is another guy that is a real expert.
Wynn, do you want to first start the recording?
No, I don't want to say this on the recording. Okay, it's on the BBS recording. He's a real expert on health stuff. And And, you know, for those of us that are going through intense things, he knows things that no one else knows. You know, it's interesting, in the health area, there are so many little pieces of the puzzle. Because when you come into alternative things that work, it's really hard to let people know they exist because you're not allowed to do it, okay? And then you always have to wonder who's credible, because people will say this works for that, and if it's their company, you always have to wonder, can I trust that? Because maybe they're just saying it, and they do say this all the time. People say things to make money, and they'll say, you know, it works for this or that or the other thing, and it might, but you don't know until you try it and see if you survive. So it's really good to know people who have hands-on experience, that have high integrity, that in health, alternative health stuff, because there are so many things out there that people don't know about that work. And that one of the reasons they don't know about it is, like I said, even a licensed practitioner takes a certain amount of going on a limb when they talk about certain things in certain ways. So I hope Art keeps coming back, because he has got a lot of expertise. And do we have Terry here?
I see her shadow. Hello, Terry.
Are you unmuted, Terry? We don't hear you, Terry. You know, guys, thank you for being patient with us. Maybe I should tell
here.
a really, you're there, okay. I have to make really good jokes here.
Good evening, Terry. Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we got a bunch of questions tonight. Now, you know, even on our call, you know, a lot of times people ask me health questions on our calls. And, you know, sometimes I say, check this out, check that out. But even on our calls, we have to be careful. Even if we ask our sources, we have to be careful. Because even if they're good, they're not licensed. And it doesn't matter how good you are if you're not licensed to give
Finn,
things. Yeah.
Do you know today's date?
Today is November 5th.
Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Thank you. That was my producer. This is November 5th, 2014. Our question and answer call. And Hi's just got me started here. And let me see. I'm looking at some of the questions here that are coming in. November 5th. John Sobrowski had a question on solar flares. We're going to start in like 1 second, or almost 1 second. For some reason, I didn't get it together today. I didn't get the email out announcing the call, but I used to think nobody would remember. And probably when people like something, they don't need an email to keep reminding them. But we got into the habit of it. So I got Cleo's question in the queue. All right, we're going to start. You're not ready, are you, Terry? Hello, Terry.
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
All right.
But I'm here.
You're here. Well, at least you're unmuted, right? Well, we're not ready. You know, you could never be ready to do this. That's what we've come up with, so that's okay. And as long as we're really not ready, that means we're ready, because we're neutral. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves as a flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra An, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. Without the one infinite creator, there would be no love light. Do you have questions?
Yes. This is from Dave Ferringer in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And this is a question that I have my opinion about. I've heard other people address this. And his question is, has there ever been a person incarnated to an earlier timeline? Or is there reason for subsequent lives to follow a linear timeline? And I think if we watch the movie Back to the Future, well, the guy wasn't being reincarnated, but he moved to an earlier timeline. And he was trying to change things in an earlier timeline so things would work out differently in the future, and that the whole future would change. And, you know, the bigger question I would like to add on to this question, is that possible? Is it possible to change the whole future by going back into an earlier timeline? My personal opinion is, we'll see if I'm right, I don't think so. I don't think so, but let's hear what our sources have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for this interesting question. We look at this matter and we see that from the standpoint of now is the only place you have to change the future or to change the past. You can change the past in that the past is past, and it is still within the Akashic record, within the memory of each individual. The energies are still there. Many individuals are still within that past time frame. One from the present can move into that past and can then change what is happening even in the present and the future by the moving into the past. Now, you may be thinking of it in other terms, for instance, in the terms that you can move directly into the past and then relive the whole past life and can be situated in the past. But that moving into the past is not a totally manifest experience, although it can be more manifest than less manifest. this is a fine-tuned matter that when you say had a difficult time with someone and you wish to change all that or turn the now and they've passed away, you can recreate, since everything is created in the now, you can go back and recreate what happened. You can recreate your relationship with that person, and from their standpoint, wherever they are, then it can release tension, it can release conflict, and you can work through things even though they happened in the past and the person has gone on. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think the way of putting it is, you can correct me here, is you can, all of the energies and the holograms of the past are present right now. And yes. if you can shift that, you can change the way the world is now. You can change the way your relationship is with another person. But if you knew that John Wilkes Booth was going to shoot Lincoln, and you tried to go back in the past and stop him from doing it, that does not happen.
Am I correct? That is correct.
Yeah. And so that's what I think people wonder about. If you can change the physical manifestation of something, and you can't. But
that's correct.
If Lincoln had a grudge against John Wilkes Booth, he could forgive him and release the energy, for example.
That's correct. And John Wilkes Booth could forgive Lincoln.
Right, right. Both ways, right?
Yes.
So whatever happened there. Okay, thank you. Julianne Rael Dutch, and she's commenting on all the people that are saying there's going to be a mass landing of benevolent ETs for disclosure and to help the world. There was even a letter posted from an ET being asking to pass the email to as many people as possible, and if individuals would give permission for these ETs to land on Earth. There are also many postings on YouTube about a government-staged ET mass landing. Per my sessions with this group, it has been understood that no one is coming to help us on Earth, and we must do the work on ourselves and for our world. So it is safe to believe that these benevolent ETs, who seem to be positive and are preparing people for this landing, and she asks, are these real or fabricated ETs? You know what? I don't want to ask that, are they real or fabricated? Because I don't want to give an answer like that, because we don't want to know too much, okay? It's like we're already in hot water. But I could say...
Ignorance is bliss,
right. But I would say that I know for a fact, I've watched this, I've watched channelings, I've watched ET messages, I've watched how somebody can be a positive channel, and I'm pretty sure they're positive, and then suddenly they come out with ET messages, and it's popular. You know, one of the things about channeling is that there are certain things that people like to hear. Makes them feel good. And if you're a channel, and you're attached to the response from whoever's listening to your work, it's always pleasant to say things that people are going to respond positively to. And that can screw up your ability to bring through accurate information. And that can attract a negative source that can take advantage of that aspect of yourself and take over the line, and they still sound positive. Because who doesn't want to hear that ETs are going to land and save us all? The problem is, how can we all be saved when there's so many people with such variant karmas on the planet? And I had read, you know, a long time ago, in fact, I was with DK, and we were in 2002. She took a book off the shelf, and they said, "They want you to read this." And it was a very complicated book. It kind of blew my mind. And one of the things in there was that there was a plot for the negative to have a landing, and people would voluntarily capitulate to them and to be aware of that. So with that, let me turn this question over to our sources. And thank you, Julianne.
Thank you. There are definitely ETs, and they are definitely coming to visit Earth. And there are even ETs that are helping with technology. But as far as coming in a mass landing to save us, well, to save you, it is not warranted, or not, the warranted is the wrong word. It is not in their policy to come and to save people. At some point, there may be disclosure of ETs. ETs are, it is difficult when one sees a flying saucer to tell whether it is of ET operation or whether it is of a government operation whose flying saucer is it, as they're way beyond technology that is made known to the mankind. There are technologies for flying saucers that are way beyond what has been released to the public. There are some individuals that have released some information at various times that are credible, but it is not in the policy to come in, for an ET race to come and to save us. And if one looked at the complications of the whole subject, it would one would see how difficult it is to save someone when they are so into their own belief systems. We do not see that this is in the cards, although there may be leaking of information about these races, and some of the help they are giving in technology. There are different races. Some are difficult and have broken their agreements with the governments. Some are working with the government on technology, as well as the government, certain divisions working on reverse engineering of craft. That is about all we wish to say at this point.
You know, one thing that came up in a previous question is that it seems from various sources there have been times when nuclear weapons have been disabled and that there were flying saucers flying over. And when we asked the question about that, the indication was because a nuclear blast is multidimensional, that there are ET groups that a nuclear blast would upset. So they have a vested interest in not having a nuclear weapon go off. And are there any other groups that have that? Do our sources want to comment on that?
There are some ET groups that have sent flying saucers to disable or enable nuclear weapons with a message for either disabling or enabling to show, to attempt to show mankind that they should not proceed with that. They have capabilities to both enable and disable the cold nuclear launches, to disable them or to enable them, and then to shut them back down to say, look at what we can do here. You guys better just close your whole program down. Because it's, when one is fooling with nuclear weapons, they do not know the extent of the damage that this does even into other worlds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Question from Acela Burkhart. And Acela, if you guys have been following on our line, had a little dog that she was her beloved dog, and she accidentally ran over her dog and killed it. She asked a question about it, and they said, you guys said the dog may come back. Well, Acela wrote, we were led to a rescue, a dog rescue, by many synchronicities, and they found the dog there that was the same breed as her dog. And she says they haven't had a dog like that for 8 years. And so she's asking, is her puppy a walk-in to this dog that she picked
Thank
up?
Thank you. Your puppy is, at times, this new dog, a walk-in, and comes and goes and enjoys very much to be in the environment and in contact. It is the two-spirited dog, and the dog that grew that body is still there. But your dog is a visitor and comes and goes into its space so it can re-experience a life with you.
Thank you. All right, that's amazing. Don Herman asked the question, does the ego deliberately try to keep the heart chakra contracted? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. It is more complex than that. So when one is expressing ego, it naturally, as a result of that, closes down certain doorways, certain vortex openings, certain connection possibilities that the person would have, which automatically, chemically, and and energetically brings the body in alignment with the egoistic thoughts. And in this alignment, it closes down opportunities to connect and to grow and to open the heart.
Thank you. You know, Don, you may ask the question sometime if you think it fits. Question relates to you, you could ask, what is it that I could do to help get my heart open, or what patterns do I have that are keeping the heart closed? You know, oftentimes people have past lives where they had horrible things happen to them, and they were killed, they were beheaded, they were whatever, and they created certain trauma patterns in their body that are still running that keep your heart closed. And you have to go through those trauma patterns, release them. You might ask the question, feels comfortable, and see what comes up, okay? Okay, here is from Terry LaBarbera. Good question. Is it our higher selves that arrange and provide our synchronicities and blessings, and also the circumstances for our lessons? If so, is it limited by our patterns and the beliefs of our unconscious minds? Thank you.
Well, part of this is correct. The higher self acts as a guide, and it acts as a teacher, and higher than the higher self are the connections with the meridians of the flow of energy within the galaxy, and beyond that is the loving Father, who, although some times the lessons are hard, they are then learned well and create advancement for the person. So it is that the higher self is a part of other systems and works in conjunction with the higher systems and in the instruction of the lower self.
Thank you. You know what, I would ask more on that question, but we don't have time. So you could bring up the idea of synchronicities again, because that is a fascinating thing about how the universe is structured that caused things to come into our lives, and you know how we have to exist on a higher dimension. We have to have part of us that's pulling things and attracting us towards us, and we don't know we're doing it, okay? It's a whole big topic. Edna Assenbeck asks, is she an indigo child?
Thank you. There are different categories and groupings of children, and we see that you were a precursor to indigo. Indigo child. You were an indigo child before your time, but at the time it was not called an indigo child, and would not fit exactly into a category of an indigo child, as you were you're larger than an indigo child, and you have psychic ability. You are a larger than that category, and we do not wish to confine you in that category. You have some of the aspects of the Indigo Child.
The way Indigo children are defined is they were beings that came in. Well, there's two ways I have of understanding it. One is they were beings that came in to be of service down here and volunteered. And the other is that because of the shift, the DNA got more advanced. So people that incarnated came into a more enhanced DNA configuration and were and ended up being more advanced in many ways. Which of those is more accurate, or both, or can we explain it, understand it any better?
You were more advanced before your time, before the Indigo Child time. You are not pourable into a category. You have a lot of attributes of the Indigo Child, and in coming in to be of service, that aspect matches with you. However, we do not wish to categorize you, as you are broader.
Actually, I was not asking about me. I was asking if an Indigo Child is a new soul in this realm, or is it a reincarnated soul that happened to get an enhanced DNA?
It is getting an enhanced DNA. There can be, it is more likely a wise individual that has come back to help and is able to work with the higher energies, is connected with the higher self more readily. That is what we see at hand.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Let me see here. We have a question from Bonnie. And Bonnie, I don't know how they're going to answer this, because a lot of times people ask about their past lives. And usually, it's not good to know about your past lives. Usually, because it, many reasons. But here, I'll read what you wrote. I enjoyed Sunday's call very much. I listened to the live broadcast for the first time and was tickled, and she has quotes, pink, with the knowledge that I was contributing to the shared energy. And you were, for sure. I would like to, you know, she's referring to something I said on Sunday, where I'm holding the center point of energy, but everyone on the line is contributing energy. You think you're not, you know, you think you're anonymous, but on that call, because of the way the energies flow, you are not anonymous. I mean, you may be anonymous in a body to me, because I don't have this ability, but I can feel the presence of people. And those of you that come to our Sunday calls know that there's a really, really, it's hard to put into words, because until you're there, it's like it's an experience. That if you've never had it and you try to explain it, then someone that hasn't had the experience won't understand it. But there's just a feeling of great expansion, of connection, and that most people that are on that call are contributing their energy to the group intention to shift things on the planet. And that's the way prayer works, except we're putting it in a more, how would you say it, a more understandable way. But Bonnie's question is, I would like to ask for more information about who I was in the past. My reoccurring dream was from a previous lifetime in the seemingly ancient past, where I was attempting to remember how to operate a machine with my mind. I would like to know more about that life or any other significant lifetime I might learn from. Are there patterns or traumas that I have held on to? I have a difficult time expressing myself verbally and avoid confrontations, as I have no verbal defense skills. I struggle with this and wonder where this stems from. Is there anyone in my current lifetime who I've shared previous lives with? I understand this information may be hidden for good reason. Thank you for this opportunity. And Bonnie, if we even began to answer those things, it would take us an hour. So let me just turn it over to our sources and just say, is there anything important you can share with Bonnie in a few sentences that would help her with her question? And thank you for asking it.
Thank you, Bonnie. We see that you came from another solar system where energy was shared easily, where telepathy was shared easily, where things were more harmonious than they are in this realm, where your control over the mind and the connection of the mind with the control over manifest things in the environment was very much easier in a way. The third density Earth is a recalcitrant place where the telepathy does not seem to work and people don't often understand to the depth of their soul what is going on with another, because they are all involved with their own issues and their own struggle. But the machine landed you in the Earth realm, and the struggle at that point was to get it to operate, to move back to your home planet where things were easier. But the machine had a disconnection within its core, which was caused by an impact, and you were a leader and you wished to make it work out to get your friends, your people, your crew out of there. However, it did not work out. Now that leads to your crew. You do have some of those crew reincarnating in some lives with you and sticking together, so to say, as a group who understands one another better than the other beings you tend to encounter. As perhaps that's best to leave it there. There's much more, but that is enough to digest for now.
Bonnie, you better listen to that about 10 times. That was amazing. I didn't know what they were going to say. Attempting to remember how to operate a machine with my mind. And if I haven't listened to these guys as long as I have, I'd say, what? But I got a feeling it's probably true. So next question here. This is from Margaret in New Zealand. And I have a special, really good feeling about Margaret, because we went through a period where she really insulted me, and then she started coming in our calls, and she knows what I'm talking about. But in any case, if you could put in a short question for me, am I an old soul? Well, I have had a hard time this time around, and have been told part of it is karmic. In the past 3 months, I have had death dreams and daytime signs, like a bird in the house and a hospice van passing my driveway as I returned home, and other signs. Would you be able to ask, is Margaret going to pass over soon? And I don't think they're going to answer that and say yes or no, because from all of my conversations with them, we are creating what happens. And so if you feel, and if you felt like I've done all I could in this life and it would be better to start over again, then you would be creating that to happen. And if you find a reason to be here and contribute and be important to other people, it might change it around. That's just wind talking, okay? And she says, is this final and not able to be reversed? And is it a matter of just a short time left as it seems? Do I have to get my papers in order and therefore get the family ready to the possibility? I have been chronically sick for 25 years with several conditions. If you can ask a simple question, I would be grateful. And if not, maybe next week. And that's Margaret in Auckland, New Zealand. Thank you, Margaret, for asking.
Thank you. This has been on your mind for quite a while. And it is not only these few things that have happened, but things that have happened before that you were wondering if they also were a sign. Every mortal does eventually pass over. However, you, your own self, can make it long or you can make it short. When you see a bird in the house or you see something that might be a sign, it is also a sign that there is something within you that you are connecting that with. So you can examine your own postulates towards passing over, and your thoughts before of when your voice starts speaking to you, that maybe that was a sign of passing, that your life was finished. And the answer before was given that it was a sign to reestablish your own truth, your own connection without reliance upon that voice. So to set your sail to find your truth, your purpose, and if you were or were not to cross over, it is still important for you to do that, because if you did pass over, then you would need to have that, your own center, your own guidance center. If you didn't pass over, which we see that it is not necessary that you do at this point, and you set your sail for you learning your truth towards connecting with your family, towards cherishing each moment. But that is what we have to say.
Thank you. You know, we have a message from Cecil, and Cecil Sea Serpent, and you can put a city here. I'll say, let me just see here.
He's in Washington.
He's in Washington, Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. And I'm not going to ask his whole question, but he had a daughter that died in a car accident in 2011. And the daughter's son, let's see if I have his name here, Isaac, is now sick in a coma in China, where his wife is teaching school. I think he had severe food poisoning. And, you know, he has more questions, but immediately, could we send a light to Isaac in China?
Yes, he is feeling very, very ill. Very, very ill. We will be with him and around him.
He does ask, would it be good to try to bring him back to this country? But he's not sure he's strong enough to make it.
He, at this point, is not strong enough for the trip.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We do not wish to be a doctor here. We will work with him. We feel his stomach upset. You might wish to find out more from his wife about the circumstances of his care. And we do not wish to stop you from bringing him to the country, this country, in the USA either. We suggest finding out all you can, and we and praying for his quick recovery. Thank you.
Thank you. John Siboronski in Las Vegas. And he has questions about a massive coronal mass ejection or solar flare that might hit our Earth and take down our power grid. And we've talked about it. That's a possibility. And so he's asking, can Ra... You know, if you noticed on Sunday, let's just right now, let's do this. Let us, because we've been suggested to do this, let's just send our love to the sun and our gratitude to the sun. And our thanks to the sun for being a father figure for our solar system. Apparently, there was a solar flare that caused a power outage in Bangladesh. And John is asking, can we please ask the Ra Group to prevent a massive coronal ejection or solar flare from hitting the Earth and taking down our power grids? Thank you.
Thank you. The sun, this aspect of the sun is very angry. And it is matching the anger of some of the groups on Earth. And there are warlike groups on Earth with warlike energy. And the sun, to some degree, in this solar flare series is matching the anger. And... We can let the sun move through its angry face here. We only outlining circumstances here.
Thank you. Okay, last question. This is from Cleo. When a soul incarnates, does it know how or when it will return to spirit? Thank you. You know, Cleo, I'll make a comment here. And, you know, I asked the question, we asked the question, how did souls get formed? Where did souls come from? And the question was, did the Elohim have a soul manufacturing factory and saying, okay, there's a body, we need a soul? And the answer was really profound and sounded right. And they said, what happens is, at the very beginning, there's the DNA. And if it's a new body form, then the DNA will pull energy out of the field and surround it. And that becomes the beginning of the soul. And then that body, with that DNA, with that energy that was just formed, is going to progress through its life and then start programming the soul energy. And when the body leaves, the soul energy continues and then finds another body to move into, to continue its evolution. Our sources can correct that if I didn't have that correct. But I turn it over to you.
Thank you. When an individual comes in and makes a contract, if they so make a contract, which many do, that they would like to be here 54 years or however long that they would like to be here and think they can accomplish what it is that they wish to accomplish within that period of time, then they come in, and very often at the end of their contract period, they will get a disease or they will somehow opt out or have circumstances happen that they would leave. And Margaret, we are not applying this right now. It does not supersede what we said to you, Margaret. But individuals, when they come in, then sometimes after they had made a contract that they would be here, say, 54 years, they then, at the 54th year, they think, well, this is all subconscious and they do not remember their contract, but then oftentimes, they would like to change their contract because something's taking a little longer or they have a relationship that they really cherish and they would like to stick around for a while. So that is our comment.
Thank you. And that's our last question. We're a little bit over. I remember we're having a health workshop with Kathleen Rosenblatt. I'm sure, can our sources say anything about Kathleen, even though we haven't had permission to ask for the workshop? You can say no.
We have not had permission here.
Okay. Maybe we'll ask something beforehand. I didn't think they would do that. Okay. In any case, thank you so much for being here. Thank our sources for being here. Thank Terry. Thank Heis. Thank all of you who ask questions. You're sending in awesome questions. And we'll see you Saturday for the Kathleen Rosenblatt Health Workshop and for our grid healing on Sunday. And on that note, let me unmute everybody.